Sanhedrin Perkhes Mishnah Dalad. Ha'aviv roitza v'imo eno roitza. If his father wants to make him a ben sarimar and his mother doesn't, aviv eno roitza v'imo roitza, or the other way around, the father does not want to, but his mother does want to make him a ben sarimara. Einu nasa ben sarimara achiyu shneim roitzim. He's only a ben sarimara when both of them want to make him a ben sarimara. I will point out that the Gemara does say that ben sarimara lohaya v'loyia will never was, never will be. Why is it in the Torah? Elodrush v'kabel schar. It's there to learn from. And this is one of the examples brought, how unlikely it is to have a ben sarimara where both parents want to kill him. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Mlo Haisa Imo Ru'uya La'aviv Einu Nasa Ben Sarimara. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the mother was not fitting for the father, fitting here means, the Gemara learns, they have the same voice. Same exact voice, and not only same exact voice, the Rav seems to learn that once they have the same voice, we learn from that if they have to not only have the same voice, but they have to look alike, they have to have the same height and the same voice. That's similar. This, the Gemara says, is another example of how we know that a ben sarimara never happened and never will happen. It's just there to learn from him in mikabel schar. Haya echad mehem gideim, if one of the parents didn't have an arm, o chiger, or didn't have a leg, o ilaim, or was mute, o suma, or blind, o cherish, or deaf, ein anasa ben sarimara, the child would not be a ben sarimara. Shenemar v'tof suvo ovvi imo, and his father and his mother grabbed him, v'lo gidmin. And if they grabbed him, that means that they have hands. So it's coming to include one of them didn't have hands. Votzioso, and they took him out to Beis Din, v'lo chigrin, they can't be lame. They can't be missing any legs. V'amru, and they said, v'lo ilmin, they can't be mute. B'neinu ze, this son, v'lo sumin, they obviously can't be blind. Einenu shomea b'kailenu, he didn't listen to our voice. V'lo chershin, so they can't be deaf. Now it's true, what if they were deaf and they can see afterwards that he's not listening? They could speak, they just can't hear. But who says that they have to hear to know that he's not listening to them? They could see that he's not listening to them by his actions. So it has to be at the same time that they say that he shouldn't be doing this, that they warn him, that at that point he has to say back to them, no, I'm not listening to you. That's why they're required to be able to hear. Yes, it's true, it's possible, I guess, he could motion to them that, no, I'm not listening to you. But I guess most of the time, since the derech is that if a person is rebelling, he would say it right to their face, they have to be able to hear. So they can't be a cheresh. Masun boy bifnei shloisha umalkin oso. They warn him in front of three, and then they give him malchus. Now, the Rav says it doesn't mean that the warning is in front of three. The warning is in front of two. It's in front of two witnesses. It just means that they warn him in front of two that he shouldn't be accustomed to doing this. And if he doesn't listen, and he continues to do this, they give him malchus in a Beis Din of three. That's what it means. Because when the Torah says v'yisro so, the Gemara learns v'yisro so is with malchus, and it's learned that from Gzeir Shavu. Chazer v'kelkel, if he continues in his ways and he keeps doing this, nidin be'asim v'shloisha, then goes to the Sanhedrin of 23, and they don him for skila. Ve'inu niskol atshu sham shloisha harishonim, and they can only give him skila if one of the 23 dayanim were one of the three dayanim that were dealing with him earlier with malchus. Shenemar b'neinu zeh, zehu shaloka b'fneim, because they say to the Beis Din, this son, meaning the son that you already gave malchus to, you're familiar with him. So some of them had to have been familiar with him, so that's why you need three of the first Beis Din. Baruch atchalei nigmar dino, if he happens to run away before the gemar din, v'acha kach hikif zaka natachtern, and by the time they bring him back to Beis Din, his pubic hairs have been fully grown, so he's a full-fledged man. If he would be doing it right now, he could not be a ben sarimara, like the Rav points out. Pater. So he's pater. V'mishin nigmar dino barach, but if there was already a gemar din of misa, and then he runs away, v'achakach hikif zaka natachtan, and then, while he's away, his hairs are fully grown, chayiv. In this case, he's chayiv because he's already, like the Rav says, a gavra katila, he's a dead man walking. And even though something happened afterwards, that if he would have done it afterwards, he wouldn't be chayiv. Nevertheless, he's already chayiv. He's chayiv misa, and there's nothing he could do about it. And he's chayiv.